This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Something in history that historians call the slippery slope. You see, the thing about a slippery slope is you're at the top of a water slide, and you start to go, and it's slow at first, but then all of a sudden, and see, in historical times, last few years, you just, it's a blink of an eye. It's a twinkle in the eye, actually. And now we're about a third of the way down the slide, and boy, things are picking up. We're seeing more censorship the last 3 months than we've seen since the Civil War in America. I mean, Tipper Gore and, you know, wanting to put labels on things that it had adult language, which the left called terrible. That isn't 1/1 trillionth what we're seeing. So now we're going hyperspace down the slide. Paul, how bad is it going to get? I mean, how crazy is it going to get? I guess as bad as Western civilization and people let it get.
Well, is that the point where they've banned 1500? Is that the point now, Alex, with the banning of the memes? Which, by the way, to explain it, which I did in my video briefly, but this is when it accelerated. This study came out, Oxford College London. They found that the most effectively spread memes originated out of the Donald subreddit and 4chan. The entire purpose of this study was, how do we create filters that can detect hateful memes? So everyone freaks out about the EU planning to ban memes. Twitter's already doing it based off of this study, which again goes to the point that the left can't meme, so simply they simply want to ban memes altogether. There's an article today out of RT. UK researchers link consumption of junk memes to teen obesity. They've literally taken a meme of a fat Asian kid saying, "Free food, count me in," and are blaming that for childhood obesity. Nothing to do with...
And let's be clear. What they really want to ban is people communicating and making jokes. I mean, this is the most incredible authoritarianism ever, where they call Kermit the Frog jokes racist, and because they say it is, it's banned. I mean, I don't ever see them winning this.
Yeah, they want to stop people communicating through the medium of satire, because that's the most difficult thing to ban. If you outright use certain banned words and hateful phrases against people, they can point to that, and in their own...
But like you do on Twitter, you'll show some horrible thing they did and say, "Oh, look how wonderful it is, this leftist is calling for killing people." Well, their computer doesn't know how to stop that, because it agrees. It's set to let the left do that.
Plus, the double standards are just flagrant. They said they banned real news because it targeted individuals. Well, when it doesn't target individuals, look at Sarah Jeong. She called white people, you know, dumbass effers. She said she liked to be mean to old white men. Said they were.
She said subhuman goblins that live in holes in the ground.
She was rewarded with a verified tick. Candace Owens tweets out the exact same things, changes white people to Jewish, instantly suspended lockdown. There was a pro-life account on Twitter, Alex, that put out an article 4 years ago by a molecular biologist and microbiologist that said the rise of STDs, the rise of syphilis, was because gay people were having more and more unprotected sex. This was by a doctor. It was an article 4 years old. Bam, your account has been locked. Meanwhile, we've got virulent hatred every day. They lock your account now for 4-year-old tweets. Sarah Jeong didn't get locked down or anything. She didn't even have to delete the tweets. They're still up there. She gets rewarded with a verified tick. She gets a cushy job at the New York Times. Here's the other thing, though. You go on Google Trends. Compare Soy Boy, which we kind of popularized at the end of last year, to NPC meme. The NPC meme is already twice as popular as the Soy Boy meme, which is pretty big, has ever been.
And aren't you noticing that as they try to suppress the memes, it only makes them get bigger? So I'm going to do a few more minutes with you. I got to go, Paul. We have another special guest joining us. We're back in 60 seconds. I want to get your prediction for the midterms and what you gut level think is coming. Because what meme will be the meme that finally breaks them? I think it could be NPC, because it's the classic archetype, like THX1138, Brave New World, the Apple ad from the 80s of the gray-faced automatons. I mean, it goes back to Metropolis. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and Survival Still X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, there's something called an MPC meme that is now arguably the biggest meme in internet history. And you talk to older folks, they don't know what a meme is. A meme is like 2,000 years ago, they would draw little pictures on the walls, graffiti in Rome. And it was like the newspaper of the people. People write in chalk, they write in paint. And then there would be jokes that the public would pick up. A lot of them, it didn't even make sense. It's like in China, Winnie the Pooh is associated with the dictator because in Chinese, they think he kind of sounds like this. Oh, dear, my honey. They think he kind of sounds, you know, to them listening to Chinese, he sounds like, oh, Christopher Robin. So that's what's described. So they ban, you get put in prison, you know, if you try to email somebody Winnie the Pooh, okay? Or Taiwan flags. I mean, that's in the news. So that's a meme. It just means a symbol. It could be an inside joke. It could be anything. And the left, for whatever reason, has not been successful memeing. It just doesn't work because they're so authoritarian. They're so monolithic. So it just doesn't translate. And it's a fact. Okay? And so I say, I salute. You know, hail 4chan. And, you know, hail the great memers and the Donald subreddit, because that's what this is all about, free speech, and we salute you. So they want to try to attack reality. They want to try to attack communication. They want to try to say the okay sign. Everything's going to be A-okay that you saw in Jell-O commercials and 7-Up commercials. They can't deal with it. But now the MPC meme from THX1138, the 1984 Apple commercial everywhere, is people with shaved heads in gray uniforms. That is the archetypal future governmental tyranny plan that the globalists just so happen to plan. So the idea of letting SJWs know you're programmed, you're in a shell, letting them see that they're really conformist, overrides some of their programming, and that's why the New York Times gleefully said, thank God, 2 days ago, Twitter is banning anybody that does this. So now just showing groups of colorless bots, which what we're being turned into under globalism, that's actually the plan of the corporate globalist system, is to get rid of all culture, all individualism, all real diversity. They are so scared of it. So, here is the 1984 ad from 1984, the most viewed ad in history, hands down. This is the most popular, most powerful ad that launched Apple to its trillion-dollar supremacy yearly. But now, what they claim they were fighting, they become. So they launched the MPC meme as in 1984, saying no to the PC oppression. And no to the way it was controlled. But they actually launched their own system that was even more internal and cloistered. But will it be banned? Here it is.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the information glorification of the course. We created for the first time in all history.
Look at those NPCs. Gray uniforms, gray skin, shaved heads. Sexless. Here comes the goddess. Hot. Orange pants. stomping forward with a club, with a hammer, like a female Thor, the sledgehammer.
One cause.
Right into the face of Tim Cook.
We shall prevail.
Boom!
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
Except now it is, and Tim Cook's leading it. Paul Watson, how profound is that, and where do you at a gut level see all this ending?
Well, there was also a funny comparison. Do you remember the Zuckerberg photo where he's walking down the aisle towards a platform to give a speech, and they're all wearing the virtual reality headsets? They changed that to the old NPCs as well. That was a good one. But it's even more archetypal than 1984, Alex, or THX1136. Goes back even further than that. In fact, I was going to put this in my video and forgot to do it entirely because it was like 2 a.m. YouTube crashed and I had to get up there quickly. But Plato's Allegory of the Cave, you look at the beginning of that, you look at the myopic, drooling, you know, individuals who can only see what's in front of them, can't see what's going on in the real world outside. Those are NPCs. They can probably find the video right now, Plato's Allegory of the Cave on YouTube. Go and look at the start of that video. This was the archetype for the NPC. So it literally goes back right to the dawn of philosophy, Greek philosophy, that this NPC meme originated, Alex. So that's why it strikes such an authentic chord when people see it. And it also intersects with the walk away movement, which is obviously based around leftists awakening from the fact that they're just being exploited as human shields for Democrats who just expect them to vote for them again and again and again. They banned the founder of that off Facebook as well for a while, as you remember, he was on the show. So it's due to the intersection with the walk away movement. You know, it was Candace Owens that said the other day, they see Plato's Allegory of the Cave. If you wind that on a bit where it's just four of them sat in a row looking at the shadows projected on the wall, you'll see how similar it is to the NPC meme. It's near the start. But Candace Owens said the other day, you know, Democrats need 85% of the black vote to win. They have to get at least 85%. So if they take away just 20% of that, they're in a complete bind. They're finished. So that's how this NPC meme intersects with the walk away movement, which is why they're so terrified about it. You know, you had Salon.com, New Yorker, Guardian before the election saying that, I mean, this is what Salon.com said in an article arguing that memes should be censored. Quote, the political meme has become the centerpiece of disinformation campaigns, and the ability of memes to communicate ideology is boundless. These are the same websites, Alex, that banned their own comment sections because studies came out showing that people trust the veracity of the article based more on the comments than the text of the article itself.
They're trying to end individual human contacts that can create false consensus. Just like Panasonic had human blinkers help people concentrate in open offices, people said, no, they're not blinkers, they're blinders. So they're literally trying to train us to be like horses that draw corporate carriages.
Yeah, this Plato's Allegory of the Cave. Again, find that image at the start of that video where they're all sat together watching the shadows. That is the quintessential NPC. Then, of course, you had the New York Times yesterday come out and admit that memes can escape the internet, see the underbelly, and morph into the actual tools of influence is part of the understanding the mechanics of modern politics. So they openly state that memes swing elections, basically. Maybe we can even compete with Google algorithms, which can swing millions of votes on election day, but that's not election meddling. So they admit that it can swing elections, and the left can't meme because they're so petrified of offending anyone, they're constantly walking on eggshells, so they're not good at comedy. That's what
they're afraid of it because it's an ancient human language from the time of drawing on cave walls to now, and we're communicating outside of their controlled paradigm, and they're threatened by it. And that's why just communicating and making art and being engaged and being involved is victory. Paul Joseph Watson, incredible job. We really appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Take care.
I think we're going to win. What about you, Paul?
I think the midterm polls are now narrowing to a great extent, and there's a lot more positivity. Obviously, massive victories, massive embarrassments, massive own goals with the Stormy Daniels situation, with Elizabeth Warren. So it's getting really tight, and it's a lot more people are a lot more positive over the past few weeks. So it's looking a lot better.
They've got the opposite of the Midas touch. I said they got the caca touch right now, the Democrats.
Yeah, they're very confident, but I'm starting to see signs that it's slipping away. Even if you looked at the responses to Elizabeth Warren's tweets when she went on that Twitter rampage and had to change subjects halfway through because she was getting crushed in her own tweet thread, Democrats were in there saying, "What in holy hell are you doing? Shut up about this."
Yeah, 0.1% ain't Native American, lady. Paul Watson, great job. All right, coming up, we've got one of the most famous journalists you've never heard about. Who went through incredible hell in the Middle East, in Egypt. She's been on Fox News, you name it, but she's an amazing lady. And we're going to talk about what's going on that front straight ahead. There she is. And then please don't forget, store-wide free shipping right now. 35% off on high-quality storable foods. A lot of new great T-shirts in stock. And all the supplements are 50% off, but the sale's got to end soon because a bunch of them are about to sell out. It's Christmas, it's Black Friday, it's all of them rolled into one right now. Support the InfoWar, help fund us against all these attacks. Thank you all for your support. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is our guest for the balance of the hour. She's a very, very famous, courageous journalist from Egypt. She now lives here in the United States. A lot of you probably heard of her. We can roll in the background for TV viewers some of her Fox News appearances. But when Obama and Hillary funded the Arab Spring on that larger plan 6-7 years ago and the takedown of Libya and all of it, she was there. Her brother got tortured. She had to flee the country. Just incredible. So Cynthia Farahat is the website, CynthiaFarahat.com. That's Cynthia, F-A-R-A-H-A-T.com. And I won't go over her whole bio, but I wanted to get her back on the show because she's been a caller. And I'm like, wow, I mean, I know who you are. Just to give her expert view on what's happening in Saudi Arabia and what's happening in Syria and what's happening with Sharia law that Maxine Waters just came out and promoted and all the rest of it. And what's happening with these radical elements of Islam, and where does she see it going, and what is the alliance with the left? Because she's really the expert. So I want to try to give her the floor here. It's great to see you there on Skype, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
You're the expert. So much is happening in the Middle East, the crossroads of the planet, Europe, Asia, Africa, and the whole crossroads of energy. What would you want to tackle first as a real expert to get people an understanding of what's going on?
Let's start with the Saudi journalist situation, because this has a lot of different dimensions and facades to it that most mainstream media is not interested in it. So, for example, there's a lot been said. He's been portrayed as a journalist, and he is a journalist, but he's also a lot of other things. Let me give you an example. These are the facts. These are not my opinions. The fact is he's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. The fact is he was a friend of Osama bin Laden, and this was also mentioned in the book, The Looming Tower and Others. The fact is that he was a close associate to Al-Qaeda. The fact is that he was working for Saudi intelligence, and he was an advisor to the head of Saudi intelligence, Turki Al-Faisal, even after he left the intelligence agency, which he interestingly did a few months before 9/11. This is what we know about this man. So here's another question. How is someone who's affiliated with Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden and an active member in the Muslim Brotherhood allowed to work at a Washington Post? Why would the Washington Post hire an affiliate of Osama bin Laden? That's a question that I would like to see answered, and I know it will never be answered anytime soon. So that's what we know. Another thing also that we know is that Prince Salman's two of his aides were pictured, and one a security guard and another is an advisor were pictured entering the Saudi embassy the day that Khashoggi went missing. So maybe he was, because of what he might know about 9/11, his ties to Al-Qaeda can have damning information that can hurt the Saudi government. Another question, would the Prince Salman do something like that? Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, Arab regimes have shown us consistently that they lack the ability to think long-term, the ability to control themselves. They do not understand the concept of consequences, and 9/11 is a perfect example of that. And so, unfortunately, yes, I do believe that Prince Salman would do something like that.
Well, certainly, my issue is, why do it in plain view and then see the leftist globalist media that's trying to undermine Trump jump on it and blame Trump? We know there's a 9/11 connection to Saudi Arabia. We know there's a cover-up. But this new prince, this new leader, has been trying to reform at some levels. We know Trump's about to put the clamps on Iran. So I see this as a larger strategy, and some of my sources say deep state green-lighted this, but as a way to basically then cause a huge furor and drive a wedge between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. I don't trust Saudi Arabia. I think Trump's been playing with fire with it. But I do want to get them to stop supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And it looks like they've at least done that at some levels. But you are the expert, I know, on this and pioneered that Obama was funding the Arab Spring, the Muslim Brotherhood, that basically is like Sinn Féin and the IRA. They're the good cop, bad cop. They're the good cop of the bad cop. So I understand, you know, what's going on here. But larger geopolitical, when I see CNN, the Washington Post, that's kind of the leftist arm of the CIA, trying to embarrass Trump with this, I think there's something bigger going on here.
You know, they are using anything against President Trump. Even everything good that he has done is being spinned that it was bad, that it's bad. So there's no winning with these people. They blamed him for hurricanes and for weather disasters. So these people are constantly going to behave like this. This actually did hurt not only the attempt to modernize Saudi Arabia, but it also hurt the enemies of Prince Salman himself, which is the Muslim Brotherhood. This happened under Erdogan's nose. Erdogan is the most prominent leader in the Muslim Brotherhood right now, and his country has been a hub for Brotherhood terrorists from across the globe, including the United States chapter of the Muslim Brotherhood, where they go there and they have their meetings and all their subversive plans and tactics and terrorists.
That's my next question. Plots. I'm banned off Twitter, Facebook, all these things. They lie about why I'm banned. But then I see ISIS groups, Al-Qaeda groups, Muslim Brotherhood, all of them recruiting, getting money, saying kill people. They're allowed to have preachers in Islamic preachers say kill people in England at public squares. If I said that, I'd be arrested, and I should. Why is the left allied so much with radical Islam?
They're both totalitarians. It's the enemy, the friend. It's the enemy of the my enemy is my friend kind of thing. Leftists are arrogant. They think they can play with fire and not get burned. History proves them wrong. Leftists in Iran tried to do the same thing with the mullahs over there,
and
they literally hung their heads on sticks and marched with their heads, with the leftist heads on sticks.
Let's come back with that, because you know your history. 1979, 78, the left had the real power because they were mad that Mossadegh had been kicked out, the Shah was in. So they get rid of one problem, bringing something 50 times worse. And then as soon as they, because the left didn't want to kill people, so they used radical jihadists to carry out the murder, even though they were a minority. And as soon as they got in, they killed them instantly. And which is the same thing over and over again. Cynthia Farahat is our guest, CynthiaFarahat.com, an amazing journalist of incredible courage. She doesn't want to talk about herself, but when we come back, I want to get into the Iranian Islamic Revolution of 79 and then fast forward to the left trying to use this to break down Europe's borders right now. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Cynthia Farhat's our guest. We've got some really big news here. It's up on InfoWars.com. Mexico deploys officers to its southern border to block migrants headed for the U.S. Trump has said, if you don't stop those people, we'll cut off the billions in aid. He told Honduras. He told Guatemala. They're trying to stop it. But once you've got tens of thousands of people, UN-funded, coming in, it's hard. But Mexico already understands this. Mexico gives you 6 months to a year hard labor if you come across their southern border, because as bad as Mexico is, it's at the top of third world countries for GDP and things like that. You know, there's a middle class in Mexico. And they understand that. So there you go. The translation, Mexico is building Trump's wall. The Mexican government has reinforced security at its southern border with Guatemala, 2,000 persons, way more than that. Caravan of Hondurans is expected to try to enter the country. And that's just the first group. And head for the United States, according to local reports. So the UN's opening up migration routes, just like they've done out of the Middle East and Africa, into Europe as part of this globalist plan. And Cynthia Farahat can speak to that, award-winning journalist, again, inside the Arab Spring, inside the leftist CIA takedown of nations, backing ISIS, Al-Qaeda-type groups, kidnapping, enslaving women, slavery being brought back to North Africa, many other areas, just unbelievable evil with the left backing it. So you got cut off talking about the 1979 Islamic Shiite revolution that the left opened the door for into Iran and then go from there.
So in 1979, the mullahs of Iran perpetrated the Islamic revolution. It did not, and it could have not happened without leftist agitators and activists, communists and socialists, that thought that they have, they related to the totalitarianism of Islamists and thought that they could have an alliance and then work jointly, or maybe they were thinking they could defeat the Islamists and take over. But of course, months after the Islamic Revolution, they took all these leftists, including the military generals among them, decapitated them, put their heads on sticks, and marched with them down the streets. So it's so arrogant and so ignorant to think that they can work with the hounds of hell, who are Islamists, and they can defeat them. In this equation, the most brutal and the most vicious is the one that's always going to win. And trust me, Islamists are so much more better at being evil than leftists are.
Why is that, from your experience?
Why they are they're allying together? I think because they relate to the totalitarianism of Islamists. And Marxists, when you read Karl Marx and Engels' literature, you will see that they believe in relying on what they call the rag classes to become agitators and engage in crime, like the Antifa group, for example. In Marxist ideology, they view them as the dispensable rag class that can create agitation. They do not have much to lose. They can get violent, and then they are very easy to get rid of afterwards. They're very dispensable. But the difference between people like what Marx called the rags, the rag classes, and people like Islamists, is Islamists are ideologues. Islamists are the only enemy that wins whether they live or die.
Exactly. So it's a cult. That's why it fits into the left. And now the left thinks it's so sexy, so cool, promotes it, allows it to continue, allows it to grow. And then now we see Christians, conservatives, nationalists being censored everywhere. Where do you see this big clash of civilizations going? And then can getting back into Saudi Arabia and, you know, what's happening there, where do you see this going?
Look, Alex, we are going to win. People who believe in reason, who believe in human rights, who believe in the values of the American Constitution, we are going to win. We can lose little battles, but we will win the war. And let me give you a little example. When I was completely banned in Egypt, in 2008, someone from Egyptian intelligence was pretty angry, called me over the phone and said, "Are you aware of the amount of money that you've cost us?" And the guy was just screaming. And I didn't understand what he was talking about. And he said that every 2 weeks, they had to change the people who were listening in and recordings because they bugged my house and they bugged my office and they bugged everything. So the people who were listening to report on what I say were getting turned to my side. Could you believe that? They were getting turned.
Oh, I believe it. I know exactly.
So of course, that shows you how powerful our ideas are. And they are never...
Exactly.
Going.
Freedom really works. It's really cool. We don't want to live under a leftist Soviet Union or a communist China or a collapsed Venezuela or some Islamic hellhole. I mean, again, Venezuela, on average, had more money in the 1950s than the U.S. citizen did. Same thing with Argentina. Now they're hellholes because of socialism. And it's the ideology. It doesn't work. So the way socialism and globalism and communism and Islamic fascism works is it wants us silenced and shut down because it can't compete, just like Twitter and Facebook and Google. Please continue, and then we'll get your take on the massive censorship you see by big tech giants.
That's the same thing that third world hellholes do to dissidents and people who believe in freedom of speech and values that are expressed very beautifully in the U.S. Constitution. This is an attack against the American Constitution. This is an attack against American values and against everything America stands for and that it defines its greatness. This is not just an attack against you. So this is the war we are at. It's a war of ideas, and they can engage in this behavior, but it backlashed because now you are going to become mainstream, and I want you to remember me, Alex, when this happens, that what they're doing to you right now is going to end up being one of the best things that ever happened to you in your career. Because that is a morality test for every individual who stands for any decent value to stand with you, or they are on the side of this savagery. So that is a defining moment in American history, and a defining moment for anyone with an ounce and a iota of integrity or moral courage. So when I called your show, you said this is Fight Club now. Your show is becoming Intellectual Fight Club. So this is what's happening. We are going to win. We can lose little battles, but that's not sustainable. I have seen it. When they banned my book, guess what happened? People were buying it like drugs. It was, everybody wanted it until completely sold out. So we are going to win, and the values that they banned and the book that they banned, now I write it everything in mainstream media in Egypt, and it's celebrated and it's becoming mainstream. And
so you're helping cause, I know this, I should have said this up front, a major reformation with your book and other books. When we come back, we'll talk about those, but the particular book that they tried to ban, tell folks the name of that.
Desecration of the Heavenly Religion, because that is the name of the bill in Egypt that they use to punish dissidents and people who are against blasphemy laws.
Desecration of a Heavenly Religion, available at CynthiaFarhat.com. We'll be right back on Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Spread that link.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Cynthia Farahat is our guest, one of the top journalists in the world. Incredible courage as she can speak to the whole Khashoggi situation, who they admit was involved in intelligence operations. Washington Post means leftist intelligence operations. So I heard it was to cover up 9/11 information. I'm not sure. We'll get her expert take in a moment. And then, ladies and gentlemen, when we go into the fourth hour, I've got a bunch of video and a bunch of articles that I haven't gotten to that I'm going to get to, and some other breaking news that's on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And what she said is true. They had the staged Arab Spring to try to radicalize and have a leftist breakdown of the European border and a larger globalist plan. When that failed, them trying to kill her, torturing her brother, or having to escape the nation, she became an even bigger hero. But if we can survive this process of censorship, restore the republic, yes, then it'll be a total defeat, at least for a while, of the leftist ideology, which is not liberal. The problem is that if we fail, it's going to be really bad and a new dark age and a real authoritarianism. That's why I need your financial support. I'm trying to launch new shows. I'm trying to syndicate to more radio and TV stations. We have bigger audiences than ever at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and on radio and TV stations. But it's kind of evening out here. I want to expand the face of Globals. That's why I want to thank you all for your financial support. And we make it easy with great books, with great videos, with great T-shirts, with great supplements. Whatever the best is, it's there. We have free shipping store-wide, 35% off of Global Foods right now, and 50% off on X2, even though it's selling out the last run, and BrainForce Plus, and fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste, Super Blue, and the Immune Gargle, and the Super Silver Gel that's the best out there, FDA cleared for over-the-counter, the only one that is, and so much more. That's how you fund us. You hear the network, and that's the satellite provider. They've got their sponsors, and you hear local radio sponsors, you support them, but 80% of our funding is you buying products directly from us. So when you buy a T-shirt, you buy a water filter, you buy an air filter, you buy some great supplements, that makes it all possible. The best fish oil, the best turmeric, it's all there. I mean, we go out, just like our information is game-changing, our products are. So biggest sale ever, Christmas and Black Friday and everything rolled into one because the Democrats and Soros are harassing and have taken 5 of 6 payment processors. We have one. Now, I always got aces in the hole, but I'll tell you, it's whack-a-mole. You need to get the orders in now to provision us into the new year, so thank you all for your support. You've really been coming through so much, so we're going to have to end these specials very soon because a lot of these are about to sell out. I'll have some new specials of what's left, so thank you. But get your Christmas shopping done now. Now, Cynthia Farahat, CynthiaFarahat.com is her website. Is here with us. This segment, I got her a little bit late. Maybe she'll do 5 minutes in the next hour, but I really respect her and appreciate her. I'm going to stop asking questions. You wanted to get more into Saudi Arabia and this current firestorm over this one reporter. And I'm saying you're a reporter. I'm a reporter. I mean, we're valuable and I support free speech, but what's really behind this and what are the other players and angles?
So, while I do that, unfortunately, Prince Salman could have been involved, I believe that the way to go further is to we have to make sure that this never happens again. And the way we do that is there has to be punishment against turning your embassy into a slaughterhouse, because if this passes, every third world hellhole will be turning their embassies into slaughterhouses for dissidents who enter there for whatever reason. So that's a very, very dangerous precedent that it happened. The second thing, if I was advising President Trump, the thing I would be focusing on the most is to make sure that one of the very dangerous princes right now who is supported by the Muslim Brotherhood and Iran does not become the next king of Saudi Arabia, because they already started talking about putting him there, and that is Prince Ahmed bin Abdulaziz, and he's residing in London right now, and he is the most he's among the most dangerous princes who are eligible to become the next kings of Saudi Arabia. So it has to be a priority that this man does not get to this level. The other safe option is we have the brother of the Prince Salman, Khalid bin Salman, who was the Saudi Arabia's ambassador in the U.S. That is a good, he is a moderate. He's been in the United States. He's more familiar with Western ideas than his brother. I think that's a good alternative to Prince Salman. And the United States should not be fighting Turkey's battles. Erdogan, right now, he's a little coward, and he keeps releasing some information to the press, hoping that America fights his battles and punishes Saudi Arabia on his behalf. So while I agree that this was a terrible crime and there needs to be a punishment, it should not be done in a way that would serve Erdogan.
And I think Trump, when he said, let us learn what happened, only a few days into it, the media demonized him like he was backing what Saudi Arabia did, implying he wants members of the press to be killed, is just asinine. They're the ones constantly calling for him to be killed or be removed from office or for the military to come after him or for the White House to be blown up. I'm going to play some of those new clips in the next hour once you're gone. But, I mean, I'm just calling like I see it. Isn't about 98% of calls for violence in Europe and also in the United States by the left?
Of course. Of course. And they're wasting our time with the Kavanaugh Inquisition, and they're wasting our time with some porn actress and her creepy lawyer. And instead of focusing on real issues, I have released an incredibly disturbing report, a peer-reviewed report about Islamists with ties to terrorists that lobby Congress. Not a single mainstream media outlet was interested in covering that atrocity. We're heading to the midterms. How is that not a priority? How about calling your congressional nominee and telling them a pledge that you are not going to meet with Islamists and operatives of Al-Qaeda? The webmaster for Osama bin Laden, for God's sake, was lobbying on the Hill. And he lobbies on the Hill every year in an event called Muslim Advocacy Day. So we're having some national security disasters, and they're wasting our time on Pocahontas and the porn actress and all this vulgar garbage.
It's circuses.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question then. What happens if there's another big terror attack and Trump's actually been trying to secure the borders and trying to vet people from these seven failed countries where they don't even have real passports? What is the left going to do if there's another big terror attack? I mean, take Iran. We know they've got real Hezbollah sleeper cells here. They've bragged about that. What happens if that happens and then they've been trying to block stopping it?
That is a possibility, of course, especially that the Muslim Brotherhood operatives who founded Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Al-Jamal Islami and the vast majority of terrorist group is a very has a very strong presence in America, and they're very powerful here. So that's definitely a possibility. And, of course, they're going to leftists will blame it on President Trump. And it is a real threat. And there was a terrorist among the Islamists who were lobbying Congress, a man involved in the murder of 506 people. So is that a threat? Are we under threat of terrorism? Of course we are.
Well, you brought up a lot of really stunning points. We've only got 5 minutes left. We'll go to this little short break, and I appreciate you staying over a little bit, but I got you on late. When we come back in like 2 minutes, and I'll give you the floor for 5 minutes, what else is on your radar screen? What else do you want to warn people about as one of the main leading experts on the radical Islamic leftist metastasization?
My priority is to stop them from having this access to lawmakers. That is the most urgent situation right now, because they have been bragging about influencing United States policy.
Exactly. And if you look at Germany and Sweden and everywhere where it's parliamentary, where you can get 5-10% Muslim, but they all vote the same, that's a swing vote. And so they're very powerful and smart politically because they vote monolithically. And that's why they're such a danger. We'll talk about that and how to stop it straight ahead, because let me tell you, we'll play the clip of Sharia law.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil form